This is WFTC 419 monitoring. WSBM 993 portable and monitoring. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
WSHW 556 WSBM 993 mobile copy.
Copy loud and clear, go ahead.
Hear that, must be on your way to work, my friend, huh?
No, I'm already at work. Have been for a little bit now, I was here at 8.
Roger. Yep, hopefully it's a nice day today. I mean, it kind of looks like it might rain possibly, but I guess they said that the weather's supposed to be nice for the next couple days, but hopefully it's another nice day like yesterday, man. Yesterday was great.
Couldn't agree with you more on that one. Yesterday was pretty nice. Hopefully it stays like that for a while. But then again, you know, it's Michigan weather. Some days it'll be nice, clear, and sunny. Next thing you know, it's raining, hailing. And then it just goes right back to being perfectly fine. You never know what you'll get.
Yes, indeed. You're definitely right about that here in Michigan, no doubt. But yeah, man, just heard you in there this morning. Wanted to give you a shout out and say hello. Good morning to you. Hope your day goes well and you stay dry out there and the weather is nice for you and all that good stuff. But just wanted to jump in there and say hello and that. Hopefully you had a good night last night. Maybe we'll talk with you a little bit later on or something, Shane. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring after your final.
And same goes to you. Be safe out there. Don't let nobody cause an accident or anything like that. But I'm sure I'll talk to you again sometime later on today, possibly during my lunch hour, if I'm able to. But glad to hear from you. You have yourself a good morning. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. WRZZ 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, radio check 3. Station 218, WIAG, waiting, copy. 544, I got a copy on you, Jack.
Bob, how you doing this morning?
32 degrees this morning when I got up, how about that?
Yeah, last night, the heat cranked up a little bit for maybe 10 minutes because it was cold last night. And now it's 46 degrees. But it said it's still like 37.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put the garden in yet. All right, Jack, it's working. You have a good day, my friend. WRZZ 544, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Bob, good talking to you. Have a good day. We'll talk later. WIAG 28.
WSOD 783, monitoring. Station 902, trying to round with the SOC 793. No copy, station 902. WSOC 793, yeah, monitor. How about station 993, Chad, for the SOC 793 calling? No contact, station 993, WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSHV 855, anyone in? Copy, I'm reading you too. You're the first contact I've made since I've gotten GMRS license. Thank you.
Roger that. WRZX 218. Where are you located there? Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to be on the east side of Livonia, operating off of old commercial Kenwood
I copy that. Red? A little scratchy. I can read you there, so no trouble at all there, Roger.
Copy, you're coming in a little scratchy as well, but just a 5-watt handheld I got.
Yeah, that's probably the conditions today doing it, so. Yeah, you're making it in just fine for 5 watts there.
Copy, what's your location?
I'm out here at Willow Run Airport there, Roger.
Copy, I'm a little new to this, so I'm assuming this is going to be a computer, the way my little handheld's going out that far.
Yeah, copy that. Now we're coming off the downtown Detroit repeater, 625-462-625 receiving frequency. And you're making it just fine from Livonia there. Roger.
Copy, good to hear. I just figured out how to program this thing for repeaters, so looks like I did it right.
Copy that. There's another repeater right by you in Livonia. 96 and Telegraph. It's 462-600. And same PL tone, 141.3. Put that in there and that's a standalone repeater. It's not hooked into this one and the others on the MI-8 network there, Roger. I copy that. Yeah, you're getting a little scratchy there. You must be moving around, but fading in and out a little bit. But it's working for you.
Copy that. I just walked 10 feet, 15 feet, so I'll head back to my spot. Well, that's going to be it for now. I'm going to run back in and program WFAQ-855.
I copy that there, 855. All right, have a good one, and talk at you later. WRZX 218, we're monitoring.
That 855 station, using the handheld, try to keep the antenna pointed as vertical as you can, straight up and down there. And you have to find yourself a little sweet spot there. You're coming good. Sound all right over here in Warren, though. WSOZ 793.
855, still copy. 710 radio off yet.
Will do. Hey, Roger that. Welcome to the GMRS community, by the way. All right. I'm going to wave a hand to 218 Randall over there, too, while I got a key down. Good morning, Randall. WSOZ 793.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just hanging out here. A little chilly today there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I was going to say the same thing to you if you were to ask, man. I'm sitting here a little chilly this morning. I got my window cracked, but yeah, a little chilly this morning there, Roger.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, sweatshirt day. All right, sounding good. We'll talk at you later. We're just going to monitor and get us a little lunch going here, I think. WRZX 218, we're listening.
Yeah, Roger that, Randall. You're sounding good over here, too. Coming through very nicely, so to let you know that, too. All right, take care. You have yourself a good day there. WSOZ 793, I'm monitoring.
WSHW 556, mobile monitoring. WSHW-556 monitoring.
WSSC-793 back monitoring.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
WSHW-556, read you loud and clear.
Good copy, I'm reading you clear back. I'm going to be operating on a handheld Rocky Talkie.
Copy, handheld Rocky Talkie. Well, you got a lot of static in your background from where I'm at, but I can still understand you.
Good copy, I got a short antenna. I'm going to be on the east side of Livonia.
Alright. I'm located out in Saginaw. Got a Bofang AR-5RM with a long-range antenna.
Good copy. I'm going to be on my commercial TV right now. Get a little bit
better. WSSC-793 here. Who's the guy in Livonia? Yeah, right, 855. What radio is that?
I'm currently speaking on a 10-way PK-8530. I believe it was a correction TV.
Alright. I think I talked to you earlier. If you can, make sure you hold the radio with the antenna fully vertical. You know, don't talk on it with the antenna leaning outward or inward. Keep it straight up and down vertical. And usually with handhelds, you move around, you find yourself a little sweet spot there where you'll come in to people really good. And then if you move away from that sweet spot, you start hashing up and everything. Now, Roger.
That's good copy. Yeah, you did me earlier. I just got my longer antenna just now.
that's why I asked you what radio, because I wanted to know if it came with a short and a long antenna. Because the short antenna is usually for VHF. Usually you do better with the longer antenna. Wait a minute, I'm screwed up. The short antenna is for UHF, the long antenna is for VHF. But a lot of times the long antenna will do you better there, Roger.
That's a good copy. That's what I figured. I'm going to switch over to my Rocky copy. It's the more expensive GMR for you.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm monitoring.
I say 5 on the Rocky copy.
Wasn't really much difference. You still got the little bit, you got the noise coming in with you, but you're readable there, okay?
Good copy. I'm pretty excited that you could have been able to reach out that far.
Yeah, Roger that. Which repeater are you using?
I'm kind of, so I'm assuming it's out of the Detroit repeater. The best guess I got right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's working for you. Like I said, as long as you don't move around and you get a couple radio checks in here and there while you move into different spots, being by a window is one of your best bets, and if you're inside the house. But yeah, you're working. It's doing what it's supposed to do. Like I said, it's just a little hashy, but if you move around, the hash will drown you out. So you got to try to stay in one spot there, okay?
Copy. I'm sitting on my deck right now in the backyard. Next step's going to be getting a base station. I have to talk to you guys about recommendations for that. Thinking something Kenwood.
Roger that. Well, you'll have to talk to somebody else about that, because I'm just running a BB-20, radio oddity BB-20, as a base hooked to a power supply. But if you're wondering about Kenwoods and Motorolas and stuff, there's other people out here who have a lot more knowledge of that than I do. They're okay.
Understood. I'm open to suggestions. I'm not set on the Kenwood, but I'm open to whatever's a good value for the money, I guess.
I can tell you right off the bat, the radio oddity BB-20 is your best bet. A lot of people out here are running the BB-20s, and you'll hear how good they sound. Very good radio. I've had mine for about, I don't know, 5-6 months, and then I ain't had no problems with it, but there's people out here that's had them for a couple of years and stuff, and for the money, you can't beat it there, Roger.
Copy. I just got on Amazon. I'm looking at it now. It doesn't look like a bad price. Is it pretty easy to program? Software is free or relatively cheap?
Yeah, they're really easy to program. If you have a computer, you go to the Radio Oddity site and you download the program from Radio Oddity. There's a downloadable program. You download it and then you just do your setup, plug the radio into it, and tell it to upload to the radio, and you're ready to go.
Good copy. I think I'm gonna probably settle with that one. I'm more concerned about antenna. That's something I really don't know anything about, so I'm going to need your guys' advice on that when I finally get to that. Probably have to wait until next pay period, though. Next paycheck.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, what I'm running, I'm just on a DB-20, and behind me on a cookie sheet, I have a Nagoya. I think it's a 771 or something. Somebody else out here knows what antenna I got. Anyway, it's on the magnet on a cookie sheet. I'm in the house here in Warren. I'm running through the Detroit repeater, okay?
All right, well, that's good to know. I was assuming I was going to have to put a tower on the roof of my house or something. I guess it's not going to be that difficult.
Quick break. Roger that. Go ahead, break.
This is WSAX712, Aaron from Westland. Just been monitoring you guys, and I can definitely back it up with the DB20 just for a point of reference. I am sitting in Westland right now on a DB20 attached to a 120 to 12 volt power supply with a little bit better of an antenna, but I only did that just so I can span a little bit further. But even with running a mag mount antenna on a cookie sheet, I was able to hit the Detroit repeater from Westland. That's all I want to say. WSAX712, clear on my angle, max standby.
Good copy. I think I'm gonna go with the roof mounted just because I like to overdo things. But you came in nice and clear from Westland.
I'm gonna let you guys add it here because I was busy doing something here, but I had to jump in. I'll let you two add it there. WSFZ793, and I'm monitoring.
Taking off. My groceries are melting on the kitchen floor right now, and dog is begging for a walk. Nice talking to you guys. WSHU855.
All right, 855. You know, anything I can do to help you out, you know, just ask if I can. You know, I'll do what I can. You got Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo here in Warren. WSFZ793, and I'm monitoring.
Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Hello, 810,
WSFZ793. Hello there, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, about as good as it's going to get. How are you doing there?
Can't complain too much, I guess. Had to drag my butt out of bed here to make some money.
Drag your butt out of bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Don't forget, I work third shift.
Yeah, I know, man. I was just razzing you. I know that. I just had a little fun with you there. So you all right? Everything okay?
I'm awake, I'm making money, got somewhere to live, got food on the table, clothes on my back, you know. Life is bearable.
Living the dream, huh?
I'd like to say, you know, if this is the dream, I'd hate to see the nightmare, but, you know, life's not that bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, man, I just wanted to get in there and say hello and let you get on with your business there, man. You're sounding good. Sounding good through the repeater and everything. And hope the rest of your day goes good for you, my friend. And we'll talk to you in a bit. WSFZ793, I'll clear after your final.
Appreciate you reaching out. I did hear you the other day, but I think you were talking to Kurt there, and I wanted to jump in, but I couldn't at the moment. So it's always good to hear you. We'll do it again soon. Get out and enjoy some of that sunshine if you can. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're monitoring.
WRMW 329, monitoring.
USGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSIC 866, monitoring.
WSGI 432, monitoring.
Station calling Quiet 8, WIUG Quiet 8, go ahead.
This is Jack,
RUU 850, am I making it all right?
Yes, you are. You're making it good, with no problem at all.
Alrighty, I'm quite a ways north, normally Macomb 675 range, but anyhow, I got your message, and I want to make sure that you're all set. We get you taken care of?
Yes, sir, and thank you again.
That's okay, Jack. Put in a service request, we respond.
Roger, how far are you up north?
Oh, I'm just at 18 mile in Van Dyke, so I'm not terribly far, but it's normally where I'd be over on Macomb.
Oh, you're sounding good. The signal is good, sounding good. You know, they just, you know, when you drive is different, you know that.
Yes, sir. All right, Jack. This is the first opportunity I've had to check in. I know you told me that was okay on the text, but I figured I'd dial it up to myself, see how it's working here. I've got the 675 almost ready. I got to enter, it's a new machine, and I got to interface and stuff to it. And I just haven't had time. I don't know that I'm going to have any time tomorrow. So, fingers crossed. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe after breakfast Saturday. Who knows? Get to it when we get to it. All right. Catch you later. After yours, WAFU.
Hey, Sean. No problem at all. It doesn't matter. Wait a day or two. It's still chilly out there. To me, still is. Anyhow, good talking to you. WIG, Quad 8.
I just got called in. I'm going to stop the exactly and I got to be scared. We'll catch you in a little bit. WRUU 850.
Good afternoon, Jack. 488 WSFD 793.
Well, hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, doing pretty well. How are you, sir?
Australia would be a lot better, sunshine and everything, but it's so chilly out there, you cannot sit outside for a while.
Yeah, I know that. Look out the window, it looks like you can, and then you go out there, and, well, it was with me, I went out there, and I sat out there for a little bit, but, like you said, it's a little chilly. That breeze comes in and it makes it even worse there, Roger.
You're right. That breeze really comes in. You're right. Look outside, it looks good and everything, but when you go out there, it's cold. You can't even do no work outside.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, man. One day it's like, go out there and you're sweltering, but you can work. Then the next day, it's colder than hell, and it's just, I guess it's just a prelude, I guess, or whatever the case there, Roger.
And that's why they call it Michigan weather. Crazy weather.
Yeah, I always say, I was saying to Sherman some weeks back, I was saying to Sherman, yeah, spring is definitely here, you know, it's 70-something degrees out. I said, spring is here. I said, the cold is gone. And then the next day, it's like 40 out, you know, so I was like, well, I guess I called that one wrong.
You're right. You know, I was just going to tell you, stay away from outside, really. It's no good for us, you know, we're the old age. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, that, you know, I thought about that, too. I thought that a little bit, too. I sure don't want to end up getting sick with something bad. But like I said, you know, today, like, just examples, today you look out the window, it looks so beautiful, and looks warm out and everything, and then you get out the back. I got out the back door, and I was chilled, man. But I wanted to stay out there, so I sat down. I figured, well, you know, my body gets used to it. But when that breeze comes in, that's it, man. It's like I got up and came back in. Roger.
Ain't no fun when that breeze go outside. No way. I just tell you away. Come inside, and that's it. I couldn't cut the glass. I still got glass to cut in the front and the side. I didn't even want to do that really today.
Yeah, Roger. Tomorrow's another day. I don't know what the... Excuse me. I got 53 right now and a frost advisory. Hey, that's great. 53 degrees and a frost advisory for tonight. How about that?
See, that's why, you know, I plant some cucumbers, tomatoes, squash, and all that. And I wouldn't trust that weather at all. You know, I got to cover this and cover that. No, it's not going to work that way. That's why I wait one day after Mother's Day, and that's it. Go plant it.
Yeah, I can't say I blame you. I used to garden myself, so I used to have a big one, like a quarter acre when I lived up north. There's tomatoes and everything. And Dad taught me everything about gardening, how to grow a successful garden, and I did. So, but down here, I miss gardening. But anyhow, yeah, we're in the May. You know, I mean, we're only a week and one day into May, but geez, by now you think it all made up its mind there, okay?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about make up its mind, but it never makes up its mind. The only thing I can tell you, it makes up its mind after Mother's Day, that's for sure.
You think so? Because I hope you're right, you know. Hope you're right. It just, I don't know, man. It's been up and down, you know what I mean. And like one day I sit here with the window open with a fan blowing at me and I'm all, you know, I'm heated up and everything, go outside and I'm heated up, and then I come in that night, go to bed, leave the fan in the window and stuff, and wake up the next morning freezing to death, okay?
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, actually last night, the heat cranked up three times at night.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like you said, though, after Mother's Day, hopefully things will get in the line there. I got some stuff I want to do, but can't do till calm for sure. That everything's there. All right, Jack. I don't know if you know or not, but I missed out on the $18 pair. Went to go order them, and they said they're out. Don't know when they're going to get them, and I forgot, I don't know if it was Sherman or 922 or somebody out there told me they bought the last pair of them Dolphins, so I kind of missed out. I really wanted to get in it. I wanted to get them, but, and then they said that they're out. Don't know when they're going to get them, so I was looking forward to that there.
Yeah, you know what, not too many people bought them either. I don't know why it wasn't too many sold at all. If I recall that, maybe four or five, that's about it. Yeah, well, probably they just got rid of them, and that's about it. You know what I mean, not to make any more. I don't know how that works there, because that's China. You don't know China, how it works. All right, Dave. You take care. I got back out of here. Go get something to eat. You have a good day. WIUG48.
Yeah, all right, Jack. Always good talking to you. I just wanted to get in there and say good afternoon. I heard you talking to Sean. I just wanted to sneak a good afternoon in there while I was sitting here. So always good talking to you. You know, always have a decent time talking to you. So you're sounding great. Okay, and yeah, you take care of yourself and have a good rest of the day. Stay inside and don't get sick. I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793 monitoring. Calling me?
Yeah, I was calling you. I was just gonna bother you for a second to see if I was getting out on the Mayville repeater from my house over here in Burton. I think the Flint repeater was down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can hear you. You're low in the modulation. That's why I wasn't sure if you were calling me. I heard 93 at the end, and wasn't sure. Yeah, you're working. You're readable. It's just your mod is down there, okay?
Roger that. I'm on a handheld here in my backyard. I'm probably about 20, 24 miles or so from the Mayville repeater.
Oh, wow. Well then, you're doing pretty good. You don't sound like your normal self. I mean, what am I saying? You don't sound as clean as you usually do, but yeah, you're sounding good. I mean, you're readable. Hell, if you're 25 miles from a repeater and you're on a handheld, that's pretty good, man. It sounds okay, Roger.
Yeah, I'm usually crisp and clean because I sit about 5 or 6 miles under the Flint repeater. Really close to my house here. I'm on just a Dolphin DM21 model with a Avery AR771 stock antenna it comes with.
Yeah, Roger, that's just a 5-watt job, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Say say you're doing pretty good, considering all that. Like I said, it's good. Your mind's slightly low, but it's not super low or nothing. You're very readable, and you know, for what you're doing there, that's a pretty good job there. Okay.
All right, man. I appreciate your feedback there. I don't want to take up too much of your time there. Hope you have a good day. It's great talking to you. And once again, I appreciate that feedback there. WSDI 432 monitoring.
Yeah, no problem, Jimmy. Anytime I can help you out, I mean, you know, it's what I like to do. So, yeah, you're all set, man. It's workable. You can work the repeaters with it. It's working that good. So, all right. You have yourself a good one, my friend. Have yourself a good rest of the day. We'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSD 922 radio check. WSDH922 radio check.
Coming in 922, WSDI 432.
Hey Jimmy, thanks man. I just messed around with a different adapter here for my antenna. I want to make sure she's getting out.
Roger that. I think the repeater was down a little while ago. Usually when I call out, it'll beep that first time or so. And I never got anything, so I called out on a Mayville and talked to Dave for a minute, and he was able to hear me there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. Maybe that's why. Are you mobile?
No, I'm on a handheld inside my house.
Yeah, roger that. I'm on my deck on a handheld myself. I got it hooked to my Nagoya 72, you know, with an adapter for the handheld.
Oh yeah, it's working pretty good for you there.
All right, my friend. Well, hopefully you're getting a little bit of studying in there so we can see you over on the other side.
Yeah, I did the online test there a couple nights ago, and I got a 40%, so I'll have to keep trying there.
Oh, yeah, you'll get it. I started about the same thing, just work at it a little bit here and there until you get 80-90%, and then you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'll keep trying out there. It'll take time, but who knows, maybe not. But I appreciate all your help on that there, with that website.
Yeah, I'm having a ball right now. There's all kinds of different means of communication out there on the ham side. Echoing. You don't even have to have a radio if you don't have the money right off the bat. So you'd be able to get on the air and talk all over the world.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Who knew that, you know? walkie-talkie or DB20 to talk around the world.
Yeah, you don't even have to have a radio. You can do it right on your cell phone or your iPad or computer, whatever. You don't even have to have a radio.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'll have to definitely keep practicing so I can test that out there.
All right, my friend. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. Got any questions? We'll talk to you later. WSPH-92 will be clear.
All right, man. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. WSPI-432 monitoring.
Station 922, WNIG-28.
Roger. Well, there he is. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I couldn't be any better. I'm sitting here on my deck in the sun here and just got done mowing the lawn and enjoying the beautiful weather.
Is it closed by you?
It's a little bit windy, but you sit here in the deck and it's locked in. There's no wind here.
Those trees are going back and forth here.
Yeah, it's definitely windy here, but I've got big old, probably 150-foot pine trees that kind of go around my yard, so I'm kind of blocked in here, so it makes it nice.
Yeah, that's true. Pine trees always does that anyhow. All right, Greg. Good talking to you. Take care. WISG-28.
All right, Jack. I get in my hot spot here as soon as UPS shows up today, so I'll let you know how that works out. WSPH-92 will be clear.
Good. Then we can talk on the hot spot, me and you.
Yeah, and I put in for an all-star node too, so I'm trying to get that all set up right now.
That is really excellent. I like All-Star. You know, you just got to know that what repeater, even California repeater, you catch it. I have it already on my cell phone.
Yeah, roger that. So I got your ID, your radio ID. I looked it up, so I should be able to raise you directly here once I get it up and running.
I see. I don't know how, but I don't. Maybe I have it. I don't know if they did text it to me or not. I asked for it the other day, but I don't know if I have it or not. I'll give it to you if I have it. But my All-Star is on, but I still cannot connect to the Middle East people yet.
All right, I'll get a hold of you later on here on the phone. We'll chat.
Problem. Take care. WISG-48.
WSPH-92 clear.
SCU-844 calling 793. You on the radio?
Hello, Sherman. Yeah, give me a sec, Sherman. I'll be right with you.
Roger, roger, Dave. SCU-844, standing by.
Yeah, WSOZ-793. Sorry, Sherman, I was on the phone. I had to, take care of business there. What's up?
Thought I'd give you a holler. I just got off of work. How's it going?
WSCU-202, good evening to all that can hear.
WSCU-202, copy that.
This is WSBY-255, looking to make contact on the repeater. WSBY-255, looking to make contact on the repeater.
WSHW-556 here in Saginaw, read you loud and clear.
I think I can hear you a little bit. You're coming in not quite clear, but I do think I can hear you a bit.
Yeah, I'm out here in Belleville, so I know I'm a little distance away from you. I am next to a few buildings, so it might be going to be, but I do think you're just not supposed to hear it.
I can tell you're talking, but I'm unable to make out what you're saying.
WSCI-847.
WIUG 288, copy. WIUG 288, clear. Station 255. You out there? SHW 556, clear. Station 556.
You're sounding good. Station 255. I'm going to tell you something, and you got to do it. hold your handheld straight. I know you're on the handheld. Hold it straight up in the air and talk. W-I-U-G, wait 8. And now it's sounding a little bit better from before. But do this again. If you're near the building, or if you're inside the building, be by the window. If you're in the house, be by the window and hold your hand in straight. Roger?
Appreciate you checking in and letting me know that you can't hear me well. This is my actual first contact ever with my CMRS license.
Listen, no problem at all. Just give me a shout and no problem. My name is Jack and I'll help you out, no problem at all. And if you're inside the house, just be by the window and make sure you got that long antenna. And I don't know if you have that Nagoya 771G. That Nagoya does do you a lot better with the handheld. Roger?
I got a signal stick. So I know you know what I'm wearing here. And I do hear it very clear. Maybe it's just where I'm at.
Where is your location? I'm over here in Rochester Hills.
I am in Belleville, Michigan.
You're okay. Yeah, Belleville is okay. I know what Belleville is. I ran around the ship route there before. And I know exactly where that place at. Anyhow, but now you sound a lot better. Here's what you do, okay? I'm going to give you a couple of hints. Stay away if you're close by the building, if you're outside. Make sure no tree around you or a house or something like that. It's a very clear sign. A clear scene, you know what I'm saying? Like, we call it hotspot. What hotspot mean is, be out of the way from the house and trees. Make sure it clears a little bit right or left. Roger?
Copy that. Appreciate the help. Just the call.
You're in the repeater. Don't worry about it. And your audio is good, too. Just the signal is not there. But, Ray, get you that antenna. You do a lot better. The Nagoya 771G. It's from Amazon. It's only $20. You do a whole lot better than what you're doing right now.
Copy that. That'd be my next purchase. I appreciate all the info. I'm going to clear the line after your final.
Roger. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you again. And do me a favor. When you finish signing, sign in with your cosign. That way we know who you are. And this is WIUG 48. Have a good day.
WSAG 901, copy and clear.
Good. It's really good. I really appreciate it.
Sam Fox out 9-7-3 out there.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSET 257, WSET 570, you out there? WSET 257, clear and live, eh?
WSA 8336 monitoring. 993, this is WSA 8336. Got a copy. WSA 8336 clear.
On the Detroit Theater. Can anyone hear me?
WM638. Hopefully, I'm making the repeater. Just responding to you, my friend.
WSA836. I can hear you both, and it sounds like you're driving down a bumpy road. Over.
Yeah, well put, 336. You know, if maybe it was on my end. I'm around a lot of buildings, and I'm portable.
I think that's called chatter. Bump. WSDY 438. WRXD 901, WSDY 438.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
993, this is WSAA 336. Got a copy?
WSAA 336, Chuck, go ahead. WSBM 993 mobile, copy.
How you doing, Chad?
We're doing pretty good. First time turning on the radio. I've had it on a couple of times earlier today for a brief few minutes, but first time turning it back on again tonight. But doing all right. How you doing, my friend? Everything going well your way today?
No, Mom's had a rough road. She sprained her foot, and then today she went into the hospital and had to spend the night. So kind of rocky roads right now.
Oh, wow. I'm really sorry to hear about that, man. I hope Mom, you know, gets feeling better, man. I'm in my prayers there, man. I'll definitely pray for her. I'm really sorry to hear that. Hopefully she gets back on track with things or whatever. Hopefully they can get her straightened around. But you're sounding good, man. Sounding really well. I don't know if you're on the HD or if you're on the TB20 or what, but it's definitely sounding really good.
Yeah, I'm on the ball thing. Yeah, she's doing okay. They're just trying to figure out what's going on with her. She's had a couple spells, you know, where she acts like she's got, like, just been through, like, a seizure or a stroke, but I think they got a handle on it. They think due to some cancer in her brain that she might have some kind of intermittent seizures. So they're going to try a medication. Other than that, she's doing well. But, yeah, that's why I haven't been on lately. I just, I'm glad you went on because I wanted to let you know that.
Hey, Roger that, man. Well, I hope they get it all figured out and straightened around for her and get her back to where she needs to be and whatnot. So, yeah, I'll really say some prayers there for you and your mom there for sure, my friend. But it's always good talking to you, always good hearing from you. And just kind of not really doing too much tonight, just kind of hanging out with a friend or whatever. And that's pretty much really about it. So, but yeah, man, always sounding good and sounding really good tonight. You finally got that TV20 installed in your vehicle, you said, correct?
Yeah, I got that in last weekend and did a trial run. It turned out good, and that's all ready to go. Anytime I needed it, just throw it in there and go. But, yeah, I'm on my handheld, and it works, but, you know, the batteries die quick, even though I got the extended-length battery. This is WSAA-336 for radio identification.
Hey, Roger, that I hear you. WSBM 993 for radio identification purposes. Yeah, man, definitely. They'll probably have her in there for a couple days just to monitor and check her out. Are they running any tests or anything on her, like CAT scans or MRIs or anything for the seizures or anything to, you know, check for strokes and different things like that?
Affirmative, all of the above. They ran her through the ringer today, and I think she's going to get a third shift MRI, it sounds like. And they only got one machine working over there at Covenant right now. I didn't know that until today, but they take all the scheduled ones during the day, and then the people that are in the hospital have to wait till like third shift comes in, and they do them at nighttime. So we'll know them more tomorrow, and I really do want to meet up with you, and I really appreciate the prayers too coming my way. Appreciate that, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely, most definitely, my friend. Absolutely, for sure. Yeah, we'll definitely have to figure something out here soon to get something set up to where we can meet up or something for coffee or something. You know, maybe at I don't know, Fuzzy's or McDonald's or figure somewhere to meet up at, you know, but, you know, when you're able to, that is, or when we both can figure out a time or whatever, however, but, yeah, definitely. Yeah, always good hearing from you, Chuck, always good talking to you. We'll definitely do it again, my friend, and thanks for reaching out and giving me a shout. Yeah, definitely will be in my prayers, you and her, and probably get back onto the monitoring side here for a little bit. You take care and have yourself a good rest of your evening. And this will be WSBM 993, clear after your final.
Yeah, thanks for that, Chad. Yeah, we'll do it. It's kind of like I was hoping this weekend and then, you know, two steps forward and three back, you know what I mean? So WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Roger that for sure, definitely. Yeah, weekends are they're you know, depending on if it's a weekend that I have my daughter on, because normally I get her from like Friday to Sunday, like every other weekend. So like this weekend is my weekend. So, yeah, as long as it's on one of my off weekends or whatever, we can probably do it on a weekend for sure, no problem. But all right, Chuck, yeah, sounds good, friend. Take care. WSBM 993 clear.
I could probably skate away for an hour or so during the week. That's no big deal.
Roger that. Yeah, we'll definitely get it. We'll definitely figure out a time and day when we both can accommodate it with our schedules there, and get it, you know, fit it into our schedule. Definitely for sure. WSBM 993 to Rick there, 959. Go ahead.
Hey, Chad. Just wanted to jump in for a second and see how this new setup sounds out there to you.
Hey, man, it's sounding really good, man. Crystal clear, good modulation, good audio. Crystal clear, no crackling, no static. Full modulation, full audio, full quieting, all the above. It's definitely sounding really good. Is that one of your new radios there? Don't tell me that's the Motorola you got all fixed and ready to go already, is it?
No, that's the RT95, the Redivis, on the new Comet. Just got the Comet up today. Finally got around to putting it up on top of the garage there, and just wanted to see what it sounded like. Unfortunately, it came bent all to hell, so I'm waiting for a replacement from Amazon, so I don't have to look at a bent antenna, but it does work, so I guess that's a plus.
Roger that. Well, for a bent, damaged antenna, it's definitely doing the job, no doubt about it. It's definitely doing the job for being damaged or bent. Yeah, that'll be good that they're sending you a replacement for sure. Definitely. Yeah, man, it's A-plus, man. Sounding wonderful.
All right. I'll appreciate the return there, and probably play with it a little bit more and see if I can't get it even a little better. It's on medium power right now, so it's only pushing probably about 13 watts, which I guess I can't complain about going all the way as far as I'm going.
Hey, Roger that. I hear you. Just a quick question. Like I said, it's not a big deal or whatever. I was just curious. Having any luck yet with the Motorola, or still at a standstill currently? Like I said, no rush, my friend.
No, we're still plugging away at that. Pun intended. Look, uh-huh. How's that sound?
I'm going through the Flint repeater now, which is even a little bit further away.
Roger that. Yeah, definitely some difference on the Flint repeater now. Still sounds really good, but you can tell it's not as strong or as maybe a little slight mild, I don't know, maybe fuzz in there, but not really. I mean, it still sounds really good.
All right. That's a high. How's that sound?
Still sounding good. I think the other repeater you were on was probably you know, where it was at its best. But either way, it still sounds really good.
Yeah, I definitely got a much better signal on the May, though, which, like I said, doesn't make any sense to me because, I mean, it's just in a different direction, but it's actually, I think it's a mile further away than the Flint is from me. In a total different direction. So it must be the direction that makes that difference. Alrighty, bud. Well, I just wanted to test this out. I just kind of actually woke up from a nap, so I'm going to go see if I can find myself something to eat here. And I'll talk to you soon. I say have yourself a good rest of your night there in 73, and I'll be clear on your file. WITG 959.
Roger that. Same to you as well, Rick. You have yourself a good one. Always good talking to you, my friend, most definitely. You take care. Have yourself a good one. You know, all that good stuff. So I'll definitely do it again soon. WSDM 993 clear.
This is WSAA 336, copy.
Beginning of that transmission was really, really noisy, so we didn't catch who you were calling for.
959.
Well, that would be me. How's it going tonight?
Going good. I think I doubled with somebody. Hey, what kind of antenna you got?
I just put up a Comet 2x4, is what they call it, the 2x4. Just got it yesterday and got around to putting it up today. Like you said, unfortunately, it came from Amazon all bent up, but they are replacing it, but it still works. It just looks like hell. but been hearing good things about the antenna, so I decided to get one and see what she can do, and so far so good. Covering a lot more area than my Diamond was at the same power levels, so everybody says it sounds much clearer than the Diamond, and I'm trying to contact all my contact points at the same power level I was doing on the Diamond to see if there is any difference, and so far it's beating the Diamond out, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, copy that. It's a Comet 2x4.
Yes, sir. It's, like I said, it's the Comet. If you go on Amazon, just type in Comet 2x4, and it'll pop right up. There's two different versions. You've got a version that you can do the NMO mount with a magnet mount or an NMO mount of any sort, and then there's a SO239 version of it, which I did with a PL239 magnet mount base. Because I just like the more direct contact of it. I've had some issues with SO or with NMO mounts not contacting correctly before, so I tend to stick to the SO239s.
Yeah, I got you. I was gonna look into the antenna of the Harvest 200, but man, they're selling right out. There's only like one left on Amazon and a couple on Walmart, but I don't know. I'd hate to get it damaged and then you can't return it, you know?
Yeah, and the other bad thing with that is if you ever decide to go in any other directions, that is just a strictly UHF antenna. Basically just the 400 megahertz range to cover the UHF and GMRS. The Comet doesn't advertise for going up as high as the GMRS stations, but I know a few people that have them now and have run them on antenna analyzers, and they do just fine up in the GMRS range, plus cover, you know, the regular two-band, the dual band of, you know, the 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands. And I seem to be getting a lot more power out of my radios on it, too. I put a couple different radios on it that I had on the Diamond, and the SWR is really, really good and is accepting the power out of the radios at almost full power now. So I'm impressed by it so far. We'll have to see how it does on a bad day when everybody else is complaining and see if I can get through the crud out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at one on Amazon right now. It's a CA2x4SR.
Yeah, I think the last two letters designate which mount it is. So, I mean, you can pretty much tell which one it is. And it should say in the description, too. It'll say SO239 or NMO mount. Neither one comes with the base. You do have to buy the base separate. That was the only unfortunate part about it. So it's a pricey antenna, but like I said, so far worth every penny, except for the fact that it was all bent up, but we'll get that remedied here.
Yeah, thanks for the information. I appreciate it. WSAA 336. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it. Clear and monitoring.
One more good point is I don't have it very high off the ground either. It's just on top. I've got a metal roof garage, luckily, so that kind of works as my ground plane. So it's only actually about 10 feet off the ground. So like I said, it's performing very well for being as low as it is and just being a mag mount. I'm sure on a car it probably would work just as well. But all right there, bud. I will talk to you later. Have yourself a good rest of your night there. I'll say 73, WIDG 959, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
WRVV 525. 525, this is WSEV 387. How's it going?
WSES 772, mobile monitoring, Canadian from Southgate.
Station. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening.
I figured there'd be some kind of a night owl up this evening. Figured I'd say hi if anybody was still awake.
All right, if you don't mind, shoot me a call sign again. I had the radio down because I wasn't expecting to hear anybody. I'm just on my way to work and I usually don't hear anybody at this time.
This is WSES 772.
Roger that. Appreciate that. We got a few more minutes here, and then we'll be stopping and getting some coffee and shooting to work there. But you're sounding good. I'm up here mobile in Saginaw, coming to you from the Saginaw machine right now.
Yeah, you're loud and clear on this, and I'm down here in Southgate at Northline and 75, just getting settled in for the evening for a job in the morning.
Hey, right. Yeah, you're sounding mighty fine yourself there. Loud and clear, full quieting.
Yeah, I'm relatively close to WRVT repeater here, so I got a good, strong signal this evening.
That's always a good thing. Yeah, where I'm at, I got a pretty good shot into three different repeaters. I can get into Saginaw, Mayville, and Flint all from where I'm at.
I hit Mayville from time to time, although usually I'm out at Mason 675 more than anything, or even out at Grand Ledge.
Yeah, Mayville has a phenomenal footprint.
Yeah, I catch them all the way out of my buddy's place out in Armada.
sometimes. There's little spots in Saginaw that I can't even hit the Saginaw machine, but I can hit the Mayville one, which is umpteen miles away.
I'm just running that little Motorola stubby antenna through my HD in the truck here, and I get great reception. One of the better runs I get is up at my folks' place up outside of Mount Pleasant. I hit the Baritone receiver up there from almost 22 miles.
Yeah, I go up to Coleman a lot. That's where my partner is right now, and it's kind of hit and miss from Midland. Once I get past there, I can usually get into it at some point between Midland and Coleman there.
Yeah, for some reason that one seems to do better when you're south of it than when you're east of it.
Yeah, I was up in Mount Pleasant a couple times and was able to get in on it, but it doesn't seem like that's really active up there. I don't know. Maybe I'm just up there at the wrong time.
They seem to be pretty active on the weekends, and they run a net every Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Explaining because I'm up there during the week, usually during the day. All right, my friend, I got to jump out of here, grab my coffee, get ready for work. But it was a pleasure chatting with you, and hopefully we'll do it again. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First person over here is Paige, and hope you have a great evening. We'll be clearing your final.
Great talking to you, 810. This is WSES 772 signing off.